In the gospel, Jesus calls to account the Pharisees and the scribes and scholars for their stinginess, their lack of charity. They pay tithes on little things, but they neglect the justice and the love for God. And the scribes lay heavy burdens on people and don't lift a finger to help them. They're worse than stingy. They're cruel to people. And you know, as we look at our life, we need to be like our Lord and be like the saints, who were the exact opposite. They were generous, overflowing in charity, overflowing in trust in God and His providence. And this is the way we need to be with our neighbor. You know, let's, instead of just doing our due duty and paying our dues to our neighbor is nice to us, and so we're nice back to them. Our neighbor takes us out to lunch, and so we take them back out to lunch, and just leave it at that, you know. No, we should be overflowing in charity. As Jesus said, you know, if somebody strikes you on the cheek, offer them the other. If they take your tunic, take your shirt, give them your tunic as well, and go the extra mile. This kind of thing, go be overflowing. This is the way God is. You know, look at the multiplication of the loaves. Jesus said the people can take as much as they wanted, and you know, only 5 loaves and 2 fishes or whatever. And Jesus is overflowing in generosity, and we need to be as well. And as we are, we're going to see God multiply the things that we have. We can't be always counting our pennies. You know, there's a false exercise of the virtue of poverty sometimes. You know, look at St. Mary Magdalene. She, that costly perfume she pours over the head of Jesus before His passion and death. And they were saying, oh, what a waste. But no, it wasn't a waste. Mary was preparing for His burial. Mary knew who He was. She knew He was God. She believed He was God, and she could pour forth this costly ointment on someone who deserved it, and Jesus deserved it, His love and charity for her and for all of us. We too need to have this kind of overflowing trust in God, overflowing goodness to our neighbor. Let's expend ourselves, give more than we ever expect, without even counting the costs, without even expecting any payment back in return. This is the way Jesus is to us, and this is the way He will be. We must be to our neighbor, and if we are, He will do this to us. If we are stingy, if we're always counting the cost, counting what we have, and not trusting in God, and we're kind of calculating in our charity and mercy to our neighbor, God's going to be that way to us on the day of judgment. We know we'll have to pay for every sin that we've committed. We'll have to pay for everything, down to the last penny, He says. But if we are merciful, we're overflowing in that charity to our neighbor, then He will be overflowing in mercy and won't count all our faults and failings. That's the way He wants to treat us, and that's the way He wants us to be to our neighbor.
Oh, miserable is home.